The COVID-19 pandemic is contributing to rising hunger in Maine, at the same time as much of the state's seafood harvest is struggling to find a market. Now a new program is addressing both challenges at once. Fred Bauer has our story.
On a recent morning, Ryan Pierce and his two-man crew motored the 45-foot gillnet trawler, the Graceland Jane, back to a Portland pier after 2 days at sea.
About 4,000 or 5,000 pounds total. Pollock. About 20 miles out.
Baskets full of fish are winched into the sky, gleaming like silver ingots, and dumped into a chute. Thanks to a new program, Fishermen Feeding Mainers, many will be bought at a guaranteed floor price of $2 a pound, then shipped to food banks and schools around the state. It's a lifeline for Pierce in this year of COVID. Starting last spring, demand for most fish dropped precipitously as restaurants closed and access to foreign markets was shut off.
Oh, I didn't fish all summer. I didn't start fishing until the project came about. So once that happened, I started going full time because I knew, you know, I had a guaranteed price. I knew what I could make, you know, and I said, well, that takes all the guesswork out of it. I'll go for that. I'll do it.
The program was spearheaded by the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. Organization Representative Mary Hudson says the value of the state's groundfish harvest dropped by almost 75% this year. And even at pennies per pound, some of it went unsold.
So we were, you know, trying to figure out a way to help them out throughout this. And at the same time, reading about food insecurity in Maine and people really struggling during the pandemic. And it just kind of seemed like the perfect marriage of two causes.
The program was launched with an anonymous donation of $160,000 and $200,000 in pandemic relief funds, as well as individual donations. And people are lining up for it.
This is about 1,700 pounds of fish, approximately. And this is the most we've done so far, so it keeps growing.
On a recent Saturday, Nori Hilton and Sebastian Limones were in a Portland warehouse stacking boxes of monkfish that were caught by the Graceland Jane. Since spring, every Saturday has seen dozens of food brigade volunteers like them meet here to pack up boxes and bags full of fresh produce and now high-quality, high-protein fish to be delivered around the city. Much of it is destined for Latino, Asian, and African immigrants who work in Maine's big meat and seafood processing plants.
En una de langostas.
Limones is an immigrant from El Salvador who picks lobster and packs fish for local companies. The seafood industry's pandemic-driven dislocations have cost him work. So in addition to volunteering with the food brigade, he is, for now, a client. And Limones says he's having a tough time getting into the holiday spirit.
Pues porque ahorita, bueno, ahorita tengo un poquito de trabajo, pero nos dijeron que para enero y febrero.
Limones says his boss tells him there won't be any work for at least the first 2 months of the new year. He's one of 2,000 people the food brigade is serving, and there is a growing wait list, as is the case at food banks all around the state. Experts estimate that need has risen more than 20% due to the pandemic, roughly 7 million meals worth. The Fishermen Feeding Mainers program is a new tool in the statewide effort to knock those numbers down, and its beneficiaries aren't just fishermen and the hungry.
If it weren't for that program, we would be seeing next to nothing.
Nick Pappas is general manager at the Portland Fish Exchange, which operates the auctions that are held when hauls come in, but which loses revenues when prices fall so low that the fishermen just keep their boats tied to the dock.
When their boats do well, we do well. By this fixed fee that has already been set aside for these boats with these fish, you know, we get to take an okay amount, which has helped kind of keep the lights on.
Some commercial fish buyers were at first wary about competition, and Mary Hudson of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association says it takes some care to ensure that charitable purchases don't distort wholesale prices. But she notes that the program is able to throw processing work to local buyers who've also suffered from the pandemic.
So being able to get some more work on the books and process the fish and not have to find a home for it has been really helpful for them.
Back at the Portland Pier, fisherman Rob Odlin says by strengthening links throughout the seafood supply chain, The program is benefiting even those like him who aren't direct participants.
Everybody wins. The boats, the dock workers, the harbor, cutters. I mean, lobstermen get the reduced price on the bait because it's here instead of having to travel. It's the name of the game. 30, 40 miles away, you got almost an unlimited supply of dinners for people.
By last week, Fishermen Feeding Mainers had bought and donated 150,000 meals worth of fresh protein from the Gulf of Maine, outpacing early goals. Program officials say requests from community partners are rising with the latest coronavirus surge, and they're planning a new round of fundraising for 2021. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.